Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Kreisang. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Chin Music, with award-winning author Rick Robinson, brought to you by K2Z Window Coverings. Visit K2CBlinds.com. You'll hear from them in just a minute. Rick Robinson and I, on this episode of Chin Music, got some random MLB topics, some statistics, some records being set, a few other good things going on in the world of Major League Baseball. Rick and I just kind of kick it around, a potluck, if you will, today on Chin Music. Hey, don't forget to connect with me on social media. I'm happy to do that. Tommy Kreisang, K-R-Y-S-A-N. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, and I am the oldest dude on TikTok, Talking Sports with TK. Do check it out. We're going to hear a message from our good friends at K2Z Window Coverings. You really need to check them out. You'll be glad you did. Then we'll be back and joined by Rick Robinson for this episode of Chin Music right here on Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned. K2Z
Window Coverings. Looking for blinds, shades, plantation shutters, or draperies? Then call now for your free in-home consultation. 791-1220. Brandon Barton and his team have over 20 years of experience in window treatments and can get you exactly what you're looking for. K2Z offers free estimates anywhere in Baton Rouge and the surrounding area, and installation of our products is always free. Call 791-1220 or K2ZBlinds.com. K2Z Window Coverings.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Kreisang, about to be joined by award-winning author Rick Robinson for, as I mentioned, some random thoughts about Major League Baseball. Hey, please share this podcast with all of your friends. Without any further ado, we say hello to Rick Robinson. Rick, how are you doing today?
Tommy, I am cold. We are sitting here in that band of flyover America, to the northeastern side, where on April 21st, I'm looking out on my deck at 3 inches of snow.
I know, it's just crazy that the snow and the cold weather, and here we are getting close to the end of April. Like you said, I mean, baseball I love, cold weather I don't, and they don't go together in my world.
I remember going to a lot of opening days where the grounds crew had to, sweep snow off the field, where there was cold weather, where it was swirling, where it was other things. I don't remember any game this late in April where we got 3 inches of snow. I mean, I'm looking out on my back porch right now, and it's falling off the trees. It's doing everything you expect of a heavy, wet snow. Whether they get the game in tonight or not, I don't know. But they had a game last night that went 8 innings. In the top of the 8th, the Reds walked in a go-ahead run for the Diamondbacks, and then they suspended the game to be finished today. I'm not quite sure why it wasn't called, and maybe there's some new rule that I'm not aware of, or the Reds didn't get a bat, or what. I don't know what it was, but I'm scratching my head today and trying to go through any of the articles and figure out why it was not the end of the game, because they had 8 innings, 8 1/3 in. If anybody knows the answer to that who is listening, please feel free to, look at this, and you'll see it on all the different available social media sites. Please tell me why that was a suspended game and not a game that was over. But they're going to play the final inning and a half this afternoon at 5 o'clock before the regular game at 7.
I think I know why, but I'll have to verify this. If this would have been their last day in town, or if last night would have been, they were flying out after the game, then it wouldn't have been suspended. But when they have they're still in town and you have another day in the series schedule, I think they can do that in MLB. Now, I will double check that, but I think I remember reading something about that a while back. Well, Rick Robinson, on this episode of Chin Music, we got some random thoughts and topics we're going to throw around, and I'm going to let you start off by spinning the wheel first. Go ahead.
First thing I go with is Corbin Burnes is on fire. Milwaukee Brewer right-hander has just had an incredible start to the season. Most importantly, he's really now has a 0.37 ERA And he has right now, to start the series, start the year, 40 strikeouts and no walks. Unprecedented in baseball.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. You know, pitching's all about throwing strikes and getting batters out. And, you know, we always hear about the strikeout to walk ratio and this, that, and the other. But what Burns has done, and I actually posted an article about that on the Talking Sports with TK Facebook page, if anybody wants to go check it out. I did that a little earlier this morning. But that's truly remarkable. I mean, we've had those handful of pitchers over the years who rarely walk people. But he has done something, like you said. I mean, baseball is a game of numbers. It's about records. It's about, did this ever happen before? Burns has put himself in a separate category.
Yeah, it's just been, I mean, so here's the thing that I did the look at this. He had an okay season 2 years ago, but after the season, he went and had eye surgery to have his eyes just pinpoint on 2020. And then he went and he also started using one of the, you know, the sports shrinks, you know, to go in and try and talk to him about winning and throwing and everything else. Had a decent pandemic season. And then this year has just come out. You know, no one can hit the guy. No one. He's given up, I think, one run in all the starts that he's had so far. And again, 40 strikeouts, no walks. Just, well, you know, absolutely incredible.
You know what else is amazing about that? I mean, when you talk about Major League Baseball players, okay, and pitchers and whatever you want to talk about, I mean, you know, you've got guys who aren't superstar spectacular, but they can go throw a no-hitter, or they can have a perfect game through six or seven innings. I mean, Corbin Burns is, you know, career record, you know, a little bit over 500, a few games over 500. But that's how good these players truly are, is that, you know, like the pro golfer that catches lightning in a bottle 1 week and wins the tournament when he hasn't won forever because he plays for 4 days out of his mind. These baseball guys, if you're a major leaguer, you're great. Okay, and then you're not always going to be great, but you still have that ability to be great. And I tip my hat to Corbin Burns, and I hope he can keep throwing strikes.
One earned run and 24 in a third inning is just absolutely incredible to me. The only earned run was a homer that broke up a no-hitter that he had going. So, you know, I mean, he's just, again, he is absolutely on fire. Let's switch for a moment to the Cincinnati Redlegs. Joey Votto had probably one of the most unique double plays I've ever seen.
Triple play.
Triple play that I've ever seen. Line drive up to Votto on the first base side. He dives to his right, catches it on the line drive. The runner on first had been going. They both dive back to the bag. He tags the runner before he gets back, stands up. The runner, there was been a runner on third who tagged and made it home. He left too early. Votto tosses the ball over to third, and you have a 3-3-5 triple play.
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, that runner on third, I mean, the old thing is, you know, you got to see the line drive go through. Well, you're on third. If the line drive goes through, you're going to walk to the plate. Nobody's going to get you out. And just a base running blunder, but one of the oddest triple plays we've seen in baseball. And they happen more than people think, but they don't happen often.
Don't happen often, and they don't happen often when one player gets two of the outs.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's got to be that line drive thing, or you know, line drive step on the bag, or tag a guy, whatever. But that was pretty cool to see, and of course that highlight was all over the national media and all over social media.
And finally, from me, I'll let you add something here in a minute, Tom. But finally, from me, one of my favorite players to play the game, a guy who was so liked here in Cincinnati. He was a journeyman. He played around with a lot of teams. Got picked last year, did not have a good season, batted 198, but that's Jay Bruce. Got picked up and invited to camp this year for the Yankees, and I think the Yankees put him on the 40-man roster because Luke Voit was still recovering from surgery, but Voit comes back up. He was, you know, he had only a couple hits, one homer. And yesterday announced that Jay Bruce announced that he was retiring from baseball. And again, just a fan favorite. He played in a lot of different teams. But the fact of the matter is, every place he went, Indian, Mets, Mariners, Phillies, Yankees, people loved him. He was a crowd favorite. He would walk the autograph line every day, talk to people, take photos, do the selfies, do everything there was. He is one of the people who you kind of look at as not only having been an all-star on several occasions and having won the Louisville Slugger Award a couple times, but also just a nice guy. Just the guy fans love to spend time with.
Well, he had a really nice 14-year career. And, you know, he was, like you said, he was one of them guys who loved being there. He enjoyed playing the game, and he soaked up every minute, taking the selfies, signing autographs for kids. And, you know, he did the drill. No, he's not going to be a Hall of Famer or anything like that, but he was appreciative of being a Major League Baseball player, and he did it the right way, no matter who was looking or if no one was looking. He still did everything the right way. A lot of props to Jay Bruce. And like you said, not just a fan favorite, but a good teammate in the clubhouse. I mean, all those stories apply to Jay Bruce. And I know you saw him when he played with the Reds. So a nice career. And, you know, most ball players know when the end is there. They know when it's time to hang up the spikes and you can't play at that level anymore. And I credit Jay Bruce for figuring that out. And he'll have some role in baseball the rest of his life. We just don't know which one.
I got to believe that somebody's going to pick up Jay Bruce as a batting instructor or a third base coach or something along the way. He is just, again, such a – and you're right, Tommy. He was such a spark in the clubhouse. As we have spent so many times talking about people who are cancers in the clubhouse. This guy was the clubhouse. This guy was the people that rallied around. This guy was the people the guy that everybody in the clubhouse would follow, you know, crawling on their belly into battle. And so Jay Bruce, God bless you, and hope you have a good career somewhere as you make your way up in the coaching ranks.
Baseball could use a lot more guys like Jay Bruce. Rick Robinson, before we get out of here, tell folks how they can get a hold of your award-winning work. You've got many books you have published, many in the political arena, some in the sports arena, and as you mentioned, a fly fishing, which love baseball players, baseball people love to go fishing, all types of fishing. You got a fly fishing book coming out. So tell folks how they can get a hold of your award-winning work.
Keep an eye on my Amazon page. We are sending that manuscript in, I think, either this week or next on the fly fishing book. And all the rest of the books, you can just go on to Amazon, look for Rick Robinson, look to my author's page, and they're all available right there.
All right, Rick, you have a wonderful week. We'll have another episode of Chin Music for folks next week. We'll talk to you then.
Talk to you then, Tommy.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.